I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
Well, good morning, radio listeners in Radio Land. We are already to the 28th of October. We are so closely aligned with Halloween this coming Tuesday, folks, and I have got an amazing show with you with one of my best friends in the world, top five people, period, to include the Lord Jesus and my wife and Ken in my life, is Justin Hermes from Real Estate Realities is coming on the show for a quick 10-minute conversation, and it's going to be a great one because I've got a packed radio conversation for you in the next hour. And before I divulge the title, I'm going to let you know that I'm available all the time directly at 719-330-1457. Have been chirping at this microphone for over a decade, over 600 distinctively unique conversations. I also am a licensed loan originator. I would love to earn your purchase and your refinance business. I am miraculously blessed because we have a 30-plus year relationship with Ramsey Solutions. Mike Hartwick and Dave Ramsey formed an amazing friendship, and we continue to partner with Dave Ramsey in our approach of debt-free home ownership with the heart of a teacher. But I take that a step further with the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talks, where we have relevant conversations. Today is going to be fantastic. Not only do I discuss this in your backyard and how it affects you, but now I'm licensed in 17 states, so I can see trends that come and go, so you can like bend light and see around the corner. I've told people in the past, in 2012 through 15, to buy properties, buy properties, buy properties when they were 30, 50 cents on the dollar. And now I'm telling individuals, hey, there are a lot of other things you can do. Like right now, again, intelligently buy investment properties when the appreciation is not going down. Houses aren't getting less expensive in Colorado right now. They're just not getting ridiculously more expensive. And you can call me at 719-330-1457. I teach this in my investment property classes. I'm having the last and the largest investment property class on the 14th of November. That's Tuesday, the second Tuesday of November, well before Thanksgiving. And I want you to come. This is a $95 value. I'm going to have a special guest. We did so last month where over 20 of us were there. But I want more than 30 people in this class, and I want it to be you. So call me at 719-330-1457. But with the drum roll, Matt, today we're talking about record home equity and the cash flow refinance. I feel like Robert Kiyosaki with cash flow quadrants, but this is record home equity. I mean, we're talking 30 trillion with a T, 30 trillion. And you know what's crazy is all of the home equity in the entire nation doesn't even meet the same balance as our federal debt. Applause there, Matt, for the Richmond north of Richmond. The politicians, Joe Biden, sleepy Joe Biden, wants to go ahead and print another $100 billion for Israel and Ukraine.
Come on,
I mean, we have 100,000 Americans dying a year from illegal fentanyl flow into United States and drug overdose.
Come
and we want to spend our money funding other war actions. I understand that it is horrific, but United States is bankrupt. Do you know that? $34 trillion of debt? That's insolvency. So that's what I want to talk about today is you and I in our houses. How the heck, how much equity do you have? Justin Hermes from Real Estate Realities is going to come in and talk about that. But what does $30 trillion worth of equity look like? I'll tell you what it looks like right now is in Colorado Springs, there is a median of over 275 $1,000 of equity across the entire board of all of our houses. I remember in 2015 when you could buy a house for $200,000 and that $200,000 house is $400,000. Do the math. That is record equity, but it's trapped, my friends, because do you even understand what a home equity line of credit is? Do you understand what a cash out or a cash flow refinance is? The difference between the payment and the interest rate on a credit card compared to a fixed mortgage or an auto payment or a line of equity? That's what I want to educate you on. And again, it's going to start right after the break. Call me, please, because I've got a 30-minute free consultation for anybody out there that has $20,000 of credit card or unsecured debt or more or anything that affects you. I literally just sat down with a 30-year-old couple that has $115,000 of debt just on trucks, campers, and credit cards. So I can help you navigate that, but call me during the break at 719-330-1457 and we'll sit down. Get signed up for my investment property class on the 14th of November. Call 719-330-1457. See you right after the break.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Well, I ain't easy, but I'm just good-looking. Started a fire.
So as promised, radio listeners, here I am with who I feel is the most educated individual in the Pikes Peak region on the real estate and the MLS, the multiple listing system, has his own show, of course. Justin, appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Yep, talk a little bit about real estate realities here. I introduced this in the opening segment, but I cannot believe the number that we are approaching $30 trillion of equity in United States homeowners.
Yeah.
In United States. And it's a little bit, it's trapped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people, it's tough to do the cash out refinance. Even though I talked to Kenny, there's still people out there who are spending. You know, you see airline tickets all time high. People are still traveling. They're just putting it on credit card.
At 25 to 30%.
Yeah, they're afraid the world's going to come to an end again or COVID's going to happen. So people are reacting out of FOMO, fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. And they have the credit card debt. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. You look at the stats. So you can still cash out refi at what, 9%?
Oh, 8%.
8%. And it's still a good deal.
It's fixed. It's not a line of equity.
It's just, Jay, it's what we always talk about. People don't like getting educated because it scares them. So they just go, well, I'm comfortable paying my credit card bill. And there's few people who will actually look at it, get educated, and go, what can I do to make a financial plan? But other people are just living paycheck to paycheck, and they just want to have fun. And until times get really, really tough, and it's too late then, that they'll figure it out.
Yeah. You know? And you were saying about credit card debt. I can't believe it. In United States, credit card debt is now exceeded $1 trillion, mm-hmm. $1.1 trillion of credit card debt out there at 25 to 30% if you're with a Discover card.
Yeah. No, I've talked to a lot of people with it. You know, and it's sad because I talked to a guy the other day, won't mention his name, very prominent guy in the community, very successful. And he looks at me and goes, hey, isn't it unbelievable how much car payments are now? I'm paying $1,200 a month for my damn car payment. And I'm sitting there and I go, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a car payment. But people talk like that, and it's so normal. They're like, well, what? You don't have a car payment? I mean, I don't know. $1,200 a month is a lot for a car that gets you from A to B. And
$1.5 trillion of car debt.
Yeah.
And the bubble has burst on these EVs.
Yeah.
The word is out. The previous CEO of Toyota, who was cold on it, saying, hey, I'll do hybrids, and I'll do a certain percent of EVs, but I'm not going to go all in on the EVs. Yeah. And now what they said is the first wave of EV buyers, the enthusiastic early adapters, we are done and through that phase. And the next phase is flat.
Yeah. Well, it's just our world, it's so sad because the common sense things out. You're either extreme left, extreme right, and it's all this extreme solar or extreme wind. I mean, look at what Drake. It's like we're just jumping in the deep end right away instead of going, hey, we can do a little bit of solar. Let's try a little bit of wind. Let's try a little bit of EV. But then you have someone like Governor Polis going, well, by this year, we have to have all this EV. And it's like, since when have we forced ourselves to... That to me is sad because it's like we go off in these extremes instead of using common sense.
And it's like the equity in people's houses. We all knew there was going to come a day of reckoning when interest rates, I mean, I thought they were low at 4, but then when they went down to like the high 3s, I'm like, this is gravy. But when they dropped the prime interest rate and the Fed funding rate to less than a half a point and 2.5% on prime interest rate, I'm like, this is like a circus, but it's going to end.
Yeah. Well, Jay, one thing I would tell people if they're listening to this is there's so many people who don't get educated. I sat down at a closing table the other day, and I'm on the listing side, and the gal buying it had a HELOC but didn't even know anything about it and yet is learning at the closing table going, wait, it adjusts monthly?
And it's interest only?
I thought it was fixed for a year. No. You know what ENTS is right now? ENTS adjusts monthly. You know how many people you bring that up to? No one knows. They go, I got a HELOC. When does it adjust? My rate's this. When does it adjust? No clue. You go, really? I mean, that's crazy. So when I tell people, you know, if you have a line of credit you need for a business, that's going to be at 10.5% or anything, take the money out of your house, borrow it at 8%, put the money on the sideline, and you can't borrow on variable month-to-month rates on a line of credit, man.
No,
I got away from it. I shut mine down. Good example, but in a different version, I did a cash-out refi, pretty much.
Yeah.
What I did with you guys last month, just in a different scenario.
Yeah,
took eliminated. Took $175,000 out that I had a line of credit for my business, and I paid it off, and I put it on a fixed at 6.5% for 30 years.
Yeah, and you never have to change it. And if you're listening right now, you have two individuals, myself, who's been in mortgage for 20 plus years and a successful real estate investor. Marlo and I were on the bandwagon with all of our equity to get a $300,000 line of equity with a prominent credit union, Security Service Federal Credit Union, at 3.75%. Yeah. And I'm the one that teaches the classes, Justin. And I saw that thing go from 3.75 to 8.75.
And how fast?
In less than 12 months. And I went from a $700 payment to a $1,900 payment. I went to Marlo. I said, honey, I am cashing out investments, paying off that $290,000, and it is gone. And they're like, why would you cash out investments? Because my investments aren't making it 9%, and that's what the payment was. So money saved and money earned. And you did the same thing as well, getting rid of a variable business line and getting in a fixed product. Because why? Why you're here. We have a lot of equity. Let's talk about that. I've helped people buy houses in 2017 for $300,000.
Yeah, it's worth $600 now, yeah.
Over 600. So in less than 7 years, individuals have $300,000 worth of equity. So let's do more scenarios like that. You've helped me buy a house over there in Divine Redeemer for $190,000.
Yep. Farragut.
On Farragut. I might have put $25,000 in it, but that thing's worth $425,000 all day long. And in a strong market, it's over $500,000.
Yeah. And prices will bounce back. I mean, it's just you make your money. It's the Warren Buffett approach to real estate. You hold 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people who bought at the peak in 07, 08. They made triple their money. What did they do? They held it through the worst real estate crisis, but they held it for 15 years and they made triple their money because they didn't panic. It's like these people who you run into who do day trading. It's just like, but that's the same people who time the market. Even the average American moves every 6 to 7 years and people in and out of the market. And I tell people, how much do you pay in real estate commissions? Because you've sold what, 5 houses? So you've paid like $150,000 in real estate commissions. Guess who the person paid who kept all their houses? How much? They never paid a real estate commission.
Yeah.
Because they've kept all the property. But it's not glamorous because you want to take the money and move up bigger, bigger house. You know.
And if you're listening, this is from a licensed real estate agent and a licensed lender. I don't refinance my houses every 4 years.
Yeah.
I refinanced only one house two times for the VA to go from 4.5% to 3.5% to 2.25% on my VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. And we bought our house with a $650,000 mortgage. We're down to $400,000. This is a house you helped us buy on Polo.
Yep.
$725,000. That house is worth $1.5 million all day long. And that's in less than 7 years.
I want to do a scenario here for you, too, because this is the poor, like, so my scenario, right? House free and clear. I want to pull $175,000 out. And this is what I had to look at, because I look at the interest rate and I go, geez, 6.5, that sounds kind of high. And let's just say if it was 4, right? It was last year and it was 4. $835 is the payment.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring it to today's rates at 6.5, $1,106. We're talking a couple hundred dollars. People don't realize, that's what I've been telling people, when you put a significant amount of money down and your loan's under $200,000, you realize how little the interest rate matters. That's why in the 80s they could be 18% and people were buying homes because they were $120,000, $130,000.
And those were the mansions.
Yeah.
Those were the 5,000, 8,000 square foot houses. My dad freaked out in 76 when he bought a house for $100,000, but he didn't say it was a 6,000 square foot custom home in the Cherry Creek of Milwaukee.
My parents on Neal Ranch, $225,000 is what they bought it for, and I think their rate was 12%. But here's where people see the interest rate, and they think it's so darn high, is they go buy a $600,000 new build, and they finance 100% of it. Well, you're darn right, the interest rate matters a lot at $600,000. But at $175,000, like my loan, I'm going, it doesn't matter that much when your loan balance is under 200.
Yeah, and you know what Greg Luchek told me? He says the builders, they're like, we'll get you 4%, but we're going to add 20 grand to the balance of your loan.
They just bait and switch the numbers. Guys, I talked with the owner.
They're messing with
equity. One of the better builders here in town, and he said they're spending $70,000 to $90,000 on rate buy-down, and they're just popping the price up because consumers have become so stupid
with rate.
And all they care about is, like you said at the cocktail party, I got a 2.75 interest rate. Great. Is it a 15-year or 30-year? People don't even know. They go,
no. Is it fixed or is it variable?
What is it?
I got the rate.
It's the rate. And so these poor military guy going in doesn't look at he's buying the house on the highest end of Colorado Springs where the taxes are and the insurance. He's just going 4.75 and he's dancing all the way to the closing table without a realtor giving him his advice. And he's signing a builder contract.
Yeah,
I mean, are the people who are making the worst mistakes out there, and they're still making them daily. People are making bad buys.
Yeah. And Justin, thanks so much, because this whole segment is on the incredible equity that you have in your house. Don't go anywhere at all, because the reality is this next segment, we're going to talk about the record debt that we referenced, and I'm going to go into the detail, but there is a solution in today talking about record home equity and the cash flow refinance. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. I'll be back right after these important messages.
Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Hey, where did the beat?
Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me, so you can see, what's going on.
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I'm Jay. I'm your friend. I'm continuing the conversation about record home equity and cash flow refinance and how that fits into your life. Justin was so accurate in saying that individuals really don't understand equity in their house, or individuals don't understand their debt, certainly don't understand like a home equity line of credit, how that works, or a automobile loan. And that's what I want to educate you with now in this 15 minutes. You and I straight, no commercials, nothing. Just stick with me and let me teach you one or two things that'll help you separate from the masses. First and foremost, like I said, the fact that there's $30 trillion of home equity is almost unbelievable for me. That's nationwide, but in Colorado, the median equity is $274,000 across the board for homeowners. That's up from $182,000 that was pre-pandemic. So if you're listening right now and you own a home, there's a very large chance that you personally listening, statistically 85% of us, to include myself, that are listening here, are homeowners. That's the statistics of talk radio, you and I. If you're listening by podcast, you could have $200,000 to $300,000 of equity. Well, that's fantastic. It's really fantastic if you have no other unsecured debt. You are rich, and I can help you access that equity as you go into retirement in a safe and conservative fashion, especially if you're like us and you own some of those houses outright. But I've still got a mortgage on my primary residence, folks, and it's still a $400,000 mortgage. That's the bad news. I've got one mortgage left. Many of us do, but also many of us don't. Do you know, in Colorado, 37% of all the houses are owned outright? Because I have a mortgage on my primary residence, as do many of my friends, but I've got four other houses here in town, small investment properties, less than $500,000 in value, that I, my wife and I own outright. But see, the equity is trapped because, quite honestly, I had a line of equity on my house and I paid it off. When I got it with a Security Service Federal Credit Union, it was 3.75%. It doesn't matter if you're talking to Ant, to Belco, to Security Service, to Air Force Federal Credit Union, anything. Their line of equities are 8 to 9%, period. And get this, there's no such thing as a line of equity that's fixed. It's variable and it changes monthly. And now this will blow you away. Yeah, but the payments aren't as much because they're interest only. So I have 100 different clients that I can talk about. I used to advocate the home equity line of credit when I would teach people in my investment property classes, and I tell them I made a mistake for the second time because I took out a $300,000 line of equity on my primary residence. Now I got a house for cash, but I used money in the line of equity and I did it. It was at 3.75% in 2021 and it was no big deal. Well, by 2022, it started to go up. My 3.75 introductory rate was no longer there. The $680 payment went up to $880 payment. Then it went up to $1,080. Then it went up to $1,200. Oh my God. Then it passed through 6.75. Then it went through 7.75. Now it was like $1,600. It finally got up to 8.75% and it was $1,900 a month interest-only payment on $290,000. Thank God we had the venue. This is why I'm offering you a 30-minute free consultation. If you're listening and you have more than $20,000 of line of equity or unsecured debt, that means it could be credit cards, because you know your credit card right now is at 25 to 30% guaranteed. You're paying 25% interest on something you've already bought and used.
Sorry,
car
what?
Loans, no matter how they shave it. Oh, I got a new car loan for only 6%. Yeah, but you bought a car for $40,000. You drove it off the lot and it immediately was $35,000. It lost $5,000 of value. And now you've got a loan and a car that actually may be upside down, meaning the loan balance is higher than the value of the car. So then you get into installment loans, 8 to 11%. Now you get into line of equities. These are much better, 8 to 9%. Ah, red flag. Sirens. That changes every month if the Fed Reserve decides to hike rates again, which they have done over a dozen times in the last 18 months. And it's interest only, which means you pay that $600 to $1,100 and you never touch the $75,000 or $175,000 balance that you have. So here are some things to look at, and this is important. Yes, there's $30 trillion of equity in your house. And if you're a homeowner, that's fantastic. If you have no debt, right there with Matt, the applause, that applause was for you. Because if you have all that equity and no debt, just pay off your mortgage. Money saved is money earned in retirement. You are blessed. And about 25% of the people are in that realm. The bad news is there's $17 trillion in the United States of non-mortgage debt. Over $1 trillion of that is credit card debt. More than $1.5 trillion of that is car debt. Well beyond $1 trillion of that is student loan debt. And get this, over $340 billion of that is home equity line of credit debt. So let's look at this. Credit card debt, 25%. So you're making minimum payments on $10,000 of credit card debt that is going to take you 38 years to pay off if you do minimum payments.
What are you talking about?
Even the longest mortgage is 30 years, and it's something of value. Car loans as well, $1.5 trillion. That's at a median. These are statistics. Right now, I'm telling you, from MotleyFoolMoney.com and WalletHub.com, that your auto loan on average is an 8% loan. It's only less if you buy a brand new car and you just bought a depreciating asset that depreciated 10% the day you drove it off the lot. But the big thing that I want to share with you is there is hope. There's many of you listening. My wife and I are almost there, but it can be done. There's 35% of all Americans that are actually 100% debt-free. My wife and I are 95% there. I have one more mortgage to pay off. I'm going to sell my eighth house and take that cash and buy some more property in Tennessee and Oklahoma for retirement. Because guess what? I'm not going to spend all my months in Colorado. It's becoming too expensive. Like I told you 10 years ago to buy, that was the secret. Buy a house now, you're going to make money. Right now, I'm telling you as a secret is to get a footprint somewhere else in Colorado. Because in 10 years, Colorado is not going to be an affordable place to live like it is now. People are like, well, it isn't. Yeah, but it's really going to get bad. Like, take a look at Washington State or California. That's where Colorado's going to be, primarily because of the desire for people to live here, supply and demand, and the idiocy in our legislation coming out of Denver with, hey, let's give every chicken one square yard to run around and lay an egg in, and that's why eggs are $4 at the grocery store rather than a dollar. Newsflash, in Missouri, in Tennessee, eggs are still a dollar. A dozen. And I can give you 100 other examples of idiocy that the politicians in Denver, since they become so progressive, have increased our lifestyle. But that is then, and you and I are here right now, and here's the reality. There's actually a solution. Even if you have a home equity line of credit and you see rates going up and up and up, call me. I mean, that's all I'm going to be talking about November and December before Christmas. If you're 100% debt-free, no unsecured debt, no installment loans, no credit card loans, no automobile loans, no parakeet loans, no education loans that you're paying for yourself, your kids, or your grandkids, just enjoy the shows and enjoy my humor. I mean, I'll have as much levity as possible, but for you that are listening, that you know that you have more than $10,000 of credit card debt, alarm really starts to go off with more than $20,000 of unsecured debt, or you're doing well and you know your adult children are struggling and you're kind of like, wow, I'm stressed for them because I know that they're living on credit cards and they own their house and they're not making right choices. I will sit down for 30 minutes over the phone, over FaceTime, face-to-face in my offices in the Sun Plaza, right down 4 minutes from where we are on 8th Street Studios. You know, this radio show isn't buzzed in from Denver or Detroit. I'm right here. Hi, you can call me at 719-330-1457 because the cash flow refinance, I can show you. I literally just finished another one with a vet where we saved him $750 a month. He eliminated over $35,000 of credit cards. We cut them up. We're sending him to Financial Peace University so he never uses those cards again. We got him out some cash reserves. We got him another chunk of money, $6,000 for a furnace HVAC system because he's staying in his house longer. And now his equity is no longer trapped. He decided to do a VA loan, which means he went back to a 30-year mortgage. He did add 7 more years to his loan, but he's saving over $750 a month, and that's with all of his debt gone, now back returning with an emergency reserve so he'll never go back to using credit cards and enough money to make an improvement on his house. But if you really want to move forward and follow my plan to debt-free homeownership, I just helped another single male who did the same consolidation was going to save over $950, but he went to a 15-year mortgage and cut off 13 years. Got this house 3 years ago, and now he is refinancing. Yeah, he's going up from a 4% rate to a 7% rate, but it's on a 15-year mortgage where interest rate means almost nothing on a 15-year mortgage, and now he's going to have no debt and pay off his house 13 years earlier. Literally, he's going to pay it off by 63 rather than 76 years old. Listen to that. If you could pay off your house with no additional unsecured debt by 63 rather than 76, why wouldn't you sign up for that without paying more than you're paying right now? But people have hesitation. Well, when I go to my cocktail party, Jay, I want to tell Doug that I got a 2.5% interest rate. That's important to me. That in number the antlers on the deer I hit. The fish I pulled out of the pond.
The sweater I got on half sale at Nordstrom's.
Come on. Cocktail interest rate conversations don't last when you find out that the interest rate is a variable and not fixed, or you find out that the builder added $16,000 of balance to the house to pay off the interest rates. I get fired up about this because I'm your last stop between you and stupid. And it's not because I'm smarter. It's I study this stuff for 20 years. Can't do many things right. Some days I can't even chew gum and walk at the same time. But I can teach you how to understand financial products. So don't go anywhere. I've got an amazing power wrap-up to pull all of this together and put a fancy little bow on it. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up. I take it. Wrap it up. I take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, babe.
Jay Garvin's here, last segment of my conversation with you about record home equity and the cash flow refinance. Matt, my producer, made me go into a meditative session during that last break. I was a little fired up about interest rates and going into it. Very few pet peeves in my life, but individuals that, you know, go to cocktail parties and say, well, you know, I got a 2.75% rate. And I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, is that a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year mortgage? Because I've got a 4% rate on my 15-year mortgage. That's the same balance of yours. And I'm going to give the bank $100,000 less because of a small term called compounding interest. And sometimes you have to use a 30-year mortgage. Not much. Dave Ramsey advocates a 15-year mortgage no matter what. My wife and I have more than a half a dozen houses, and all but one of them have been on a 30-year mortgage, period. Two of them have now been paid for cash, but I'm up in years, much older than you. So it's the term of the mortgage. Like if you have a line of equity that used to be at 3.75% and that was, you know, really awesome for you, well, now it's at 8.75% and no one's bragging at the cocktail party anymore. But what I want you to understand is here, record equity in your homes in the United States, $30 trillion. Uh-oh. Also record debt, all forms of debt outside a mortgage is $17 trillion. I'm actually impressed. Line of equities, there's less line of equity balances across the nation, $340 billion, as opposed to credit card payment, which is $1 trillion. But in Colorado, it's surprising because there are a lot of line of equities in Colorado, and they're averaging about 101,000. That's actually more than the national average. And there's an opportunity. This show is for you. If you have unsecured debt of $20,000 or more, you and I have to talk about the cash flow refinance before it's too late. And what do I mean by before too late? If your house is in order and you have an adult child, a neighbor, a friend that you know that they're on the cusp of going late on any of their credit card, automobile, camper, school, or parakeet loans, because once your payment history starts to show delinquencies, no one will lend you money, period. That's where you get the credit score at 740 FICO. I love it when I ask people what their score is, and a lot of them say, well, should be around 620. Why? Because that's what Wallet Hub told you? You know, because that's kind of the hanging chad. That's kind of the lowest level that you can even get financing if you're down at 620. Or some people will say, I don't know, it's above 580. Again, where'd you get that? At money.com? Because 580 or lower is like the kiss of death. You couldn't finance a parakeet under 580 credit score. And if you just do one or two lates, once you've got disproportionately high balances, and what does that mean? I just sat down with a wonderful couple that I ended up praying for in my office because their situation was dire. Less than 40 years old, just sold a house in Alaska, and they literally have $45,000, almost $50,000 of just credit card debt, and another $15,000 of just camper and truck debt. That's $115,000 of debt, no house, 20 grand in the bank, and living in their parents' basement. That is just a difficult situation, one that I spent an extra hour with them. And if you're close to that situation, the only thing that can become worse is if you can't make those payments and you now go lower and lower and lower with your credit rating and you're stuck with those 25 to 30% credit cards. And with the cash flow refinance or the cash out refinance, it's very simple. If you've got a $500,000 house and you've got a $300,000 loan and you've got $50,000 of unsecured debt that's killing you at an extra $800 a month because you're not paying credit card minimums, you're realistic saying, no, I can't make a $300 credit card payment. I've really got to make a $400 credit card payment or I'm going to have it for the next 38 years. Then we roll that in. Pray we get you a $10,000 reserve unless you've already got it. Because that is your trick to never going back into unsecured credit card installment loan debt again. Having that 3 to 6 months of your operating budget in reserve so when an emergency happens, you can pivot and not go back to a credit card. You eliminate all of those payments at $750. Your mortgage payment goes up $400, but it's fixed, and you're saving $350,000 a month, over $4,000 a year, and now you can throw that extra money to pay your mortgage down faster. If you do that, your effective interest rate at 7% is going to end up at like 5% if you pay it off in 20 years rather than 30 years. It's how compounding interest works. But you just have to have that consultation. You get a verification if you have any improvements. I want to help you do that as well. In fact, that's something I'm going to talk about next week, about home improvements for those individuals that aren't upsizing or downsizing, but you're staying in your house. And here's the bottom line. Here's the biggest takeaway. Interest rates and inflation are still high. And they're even expecting interest rates to go up more into the 8% range. So grab things now, act now, eliminate your non-mortgage debt before it's too late. Period. Because if you lose your job or a source of income, then you're really in a pickle. Call me at 719-330-1457. I'll have a free consultation for you or a relative or a friend for free. To talk about this, and as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's all that matters in the end. Your loved ones and your cherished memories and moments. And if you have never been to one of my investment property classes, please call me at 719-330-1457 or go to jgarvins.com and fill the information on the right-hand side. Come Tuesday, the 14th of November, at 6:30 p.m. and learn about investment property ownership and change the trajectory of your retirement. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Have a great week, my friends.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.